Lebensmittel, immer der. Ich bin confused. Sometimes tick and mana, the shape is unwearable for your comments. Like, this is a shape, back of a patch. Okay. Yeah.
What if some people
are brushed?
Any other
shape? No, they're on hair. If it doesn't flat their hair, it doesn't flat their hair. What am I going to tell you? It doesn't. Making a part. The part that is usser. Because it's going to pull out the hair. Use your fingers and smooth it. Doesn't pull out the hair. So, a matter of fact, yes. For the passage. Okay. Yeah?
What if some people are brushed?
Any other shape?
No, they're on hair.
If it doesn't pull out the hair, it doesn't pull out the hair. What am I going to tell you? It doesn't. Making a part. The part that is usser. Because it's going to pull out the hair. Use your fingers and smooth it. Doesn't pull out the hair. So, a matter of fact, yes. Some say because the food is a fall. That's not so clear. You're not permitted to build with your hair on Shabbos. You're building blocks. You're building. You can't make a braid on Shabbos. You can't undo a braid on Shabbos. What you may do is take some hair together and sort of put it in one little thing and. You know, put a ribbon or something like that. That's what we talked about. You cannot use something which she calls the following on Shabbos. Catch this now. Listen to this word. A woman may not use something she calls Samach, Pei, Resh, Yud, Yud. Spells?
Spray.
It is spray. It's going to keep that hair do. Like it says, bone. What do you say?
Depends on how you use your hair. I mean, this is what we
were talking about. I'm just telling what he says. I guess he knows. I don't know. Binyan. What do you say? Even if it's hot. Very good.
Yeah.
Work on the assumption. Even if it's temporary, it's still prohibited. Obviously, it's all temporary. It's still prohibited. To be awesome in that Torah, has to be indefinite. It's going to be temporary. We assume it's also in the Rabbonim. That's our assumption.
Wow.
Many
people must disagree with
my thing. Yeah, well, what do you think of what? Hold
on. No, because we were taught
like... He writes as follows.
Right. Yeah, maybe,
maybe, let me tell you what he says. He says, if you spray nidbakot hasarot, then the mele binyan. The hairs are stuck to each other. It's like binyan. Is that true? Is that what the spray does?
There are people that do that. They use it not so it's like that. If you just do a little of that.
Where's that phone coming from?
What?
I know. The phone was coming from anyway. The phone was coming. The phone was maybe go downstairs to what he was doing. Is that what spray does? Does spray do that? Is that what
some can, and if you put on a spray, all of it does. Depends what town you live in. Yeah, you
think?
No,
you use it. Right?
No, but it doesn't.
Oh, wait, is some spray that don't make the hands stick to each other? That's the whole part of spray. That whole pasta is spray.
This is like a whole
side.
Water?
What? Water?
Yeah, if you put it. Yeah, it's kind of water.
Yeah,
I don't think it's
water. Okay. You're right. Bite your nails. You shouldn't bite your nails all week long. Be a mother. That's nothing to do with the Shabbos. Okay. You can't pull little cuticles. You can't pull them off on Shabbos when you're not, even with your teeth. The interesting shayla, if a woman didn't cut her nails before she went to the mikvah, together shayla. Should ask me shayla some. I've had a shayla like this. Friday night, tough shayla. Okay. You're not permitted to polish your nails on Shabbos, it says. Not with red polish, or not even with clear polish. Called Solvea. Even clear, he says. Even in, he says it's considered to, he says, it's halakha mavrika mitiv'a. And it's called brak, same as teva. To make it shine, it's similar to make it a different color. That's what he said. He quotes the Mishnah Berurah, who says that if you take oil and you smear it on your shoes on Shabbos, it's called Tovea. Now there, it's not a new color, it's just bringing out making it shinier, shine your shoes. That also is considered to be in the category of Tovea according to the Shmir Shabbos. Someone argue, could be, but that's what he said. Now, the biggie. You can't use lipstick on Shabbos. But even if it's clear lipstick, would not be allowed for the same reasons before. Now I tell you, Rachmanis are those who want to wear lipstick, but I stopped having Rachmanis. You know why? Because now there's a new kind of lipstick that lasts for 24 hours. I kid you not. But I'm told, I've seen it. No, the new kind. It lasts, not 24, it's 20. At least to last a Muslim, right? So you put it on before Shabbos. I know people who've done it. They put it on before Shabbos. When the first lady to do it, they've been violated in the marital time. But now that I've seen it so many times, I asked, what happens? No problem. You get it before Shabbos. You put on a big, thick dose before Shabbos. And you come to the next day, it's still alive. Obviously, it's someone faint. Not so. They told me it looks green. No, not green. Whatever. They told me it looks green. Oh, it's green. So now you're lit. It looks green on the top. No, I have it. Put it on. It looks red. No.
Some people could put on any type of lipstick.
Depends how you eat.
What about
the powder? Uh-oh, look how the powder is. So do it before Shabbos finished, that's all.
Well, so all this Shabbos lipstick is...
Oh, what about this powder stuff? So here we have to talk about a word, not Shabbos, but Shabbat.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. There's a line of cosmetics known as Shabbat.
Shabbat.
It's
serious.
Okay.
It is.
Shabbat. Now, this was a very distinguished robe, apparently, behind this. And it's based on the following assumption, as I understand it. That because it's a powder, and it's not oil-based, it is very temporary in nature. It comes and goes, 1, 2, 3. And as such, it comes and goes, 1, 2, 3. Who claim that it is permissible. For a Moshe finds it as a tshuva, talking about makeup for the face. If you just throw it on your face, it's a kind of a powder, The ain on the back as hey tay. It doesn't really stick, it's just sort of, I mean, a lot of hold a red piece of paper over your face. I mean, so it's completely external. It's not considered to be in the category of Tzoveya. And some say it's so temporary, it just comes off right away. It's not considered in the Easter of Tzoveya. Others disagree. Even for a small amount of time, it's not awesome in a Torah, they'll say. But, well, some disagree even with that, but it's awesome in the Rabbanah. So therefore, the bottom line seems to me, I'm not such a big fan of Shabbat. I'm really not. But those who have to use, for whatever reason, Shasav Chak, I don't know, emergency, they have to use the bank up on Shabbos, should buy Shabbat. At least they have a Chosh of a Rav who said it's all right. And it's a pretty good guarantee it won't last you too long. If you're going to plan to use it, make sure to bring along an extra, have some extra shul. Every 10 minutes, if they go to the bathroom, they call the powder room. They go in all the time to powder themselves. Also stay home. I mean, but really, I'm not a big fan of Shabbat, but those who have to do it, at least to know, an opinion to stand on. Apparently, you didn't change anyone's lipstick. A powder lipstick, is that what it is? So, it doesn't last too long, but it lasts long enough. If you put it on just before you go to shul, when you come, just in time for Adon Olam, it'll be all right. But that's what shul's about. I mean, that's Shabbat. Not Shabbat, I mean Shabbat. That's what we try to recommend. Okay, but those who do it, don't. All right. So what we're going to do now, I don't have enough time, I don't think, to finish this. Yeah, cool. Maybe I do. Let's start Perek Tetzvah. I'm going to skip around, I don't like to skip. Parents are told to take care of clothes on Shabbos and Yom. You can't wash clothes on Shabbos. What can I tell you? It's just not allowed. It's just not allowed. You can't soak any garment, any material in water on Shabbos. It's just simply not allowed. Now, I say this for a reason. It pains me so much to tell you that I've seen people in Ruma, places, they just don't notice it. Really. They keep Shabbos and everything. But then something gets stained the clothes. They must consider it to be in the category of Yehoreg V'al Yava. Not to be seen with a stain on your dress or blouse or shirt or whatever. Pants. It's not true. You're just not allowed to apply water to clothing on Shabbos. It's just not allowed. Simple as all that. There's no way in the world that it's allowed. So I've been saying it six times. It's just not allowed. Nothing. You know, there were people in the old years would be ditched all the time. They used to have, a long time ago, regular cloth diapers. We'll do like the cloth diapers and throw them to a diaper pail on Shabbos. It's filled with some kind of liquid. You can't do that on Shabbos either. Not allowed. You're putting a soiled garment into water on Shabbos. It's just simply a no-go. It's simply not allowed. What can I tell you? It's just black and white. There's nothing to talk about. What can I say? Only kind of a material, but it's permissible to put water on it, if it's absolutely and completely non-absorbent. That means plastic. Like if a plastic on top of a tablecloth, you see that, those things? The hard, if it was a transparent hard plastic, absorbs zero. Rubber. All right. Okay. That's because nothing is absorbed. Nothing is absorbed. You can't actually launder it. You can't go. But you can put a little water on it just to get some of the adhered dirt off. shouldn't even carry around these wet clothes because you're afraid they're going to come to what we call schita. If, however, you had clothes drying on the line before Shabbos, you can take them off the line on Shabbos. That's okay. Before Shabbos. It wasn't a problem look, so we'll get to it. And you're permitted to put dirty clothes in a washing machine, which is empty. We discussed that too, if I put dirty dishes in a dishwasher, which is empty. Well, the same analogy applies. You can put dirty clothes in a washing machine if the just to leave them there. Huh? Not called that funny. But the point over here is, it's just to get it out of the way. You don't know where to put it. It's full of clothes, no water. Then you travel water, it's not allowed. What we usually do when we have dirty things on Shabbos, we throw them into the bathtub. That's the famous place to put all the dirty, so we put it. It's in the bathtub for the Shabbos. But if you have no bathtub or for whatever reason, it's not appropriate, then you said you can put it in the washing machine. Now, let's say you have a stain on your clothes. We already prohibited 8 times, you can't put any water on it. There's no need to repeat it again, I don't think. But what if you want to get rid of the stain without using water? Good luck to you. But let's say you can, somebody would plan to do that. What's the din? So the din is as follows. If you do a good job, it's not allowed. If you succeed in eliminating the stain completely, you may not do so. It could be by brushing your hand against it, or any other means. However, if you have a real, most things are that way. The chalent fell on your skirt, something like that. He's gonna leave a stain. Then what you may do is, get rid of the excess dirt on you, whether by just sort of pushing it out this way like this, or by, you know, scratching it off with a fingernail, something like that, or the back of a knife. And the reason you're allowed to do that is because you're not really cleaning it. You're only getting rid of the surface dirt. Surface dirt. Surface dirt is no problem. It's an exception. The exception is something which is not considered to be dirtying the garment, it's considered to be on top of the garment. They lint. Lint. So we don't have to be feathers, but some of the article is lint. It's not considered in the garment, it's on top of the garment. So removing that, it's not considered washing, just taking off something from the top. As opposed to anything else dirty which sort of gets into the fabric. And you may take off lint on showers. Yes? Juice on a tablecloth? I don't think so. That means you get rid of the stain. What do you think laundry is to get rid of the stain? I don't think so. Someone said it was butter? I'm ready to fight with the rabbis too much tonight already. I don't want to make things too many hot plugs over here. Let's go on. Yeah.
Does it
matter
if you put the water on
from
the
first? Wipe it hard. You just pour the water on, you just sort of, you know.
But you can't put water
on
the
washcloth, right? No, that's full pizza. Shona.
Even if you only put like a couple drops.
One drop.
Can you use the damp, I think it's not weird, the damp cloth. That's not, it's just the time that they use for
the kilash
adayim, so it's very, it's only a little less.
It all depends if the water's going to come out. If the water's going to come out, it's not allowed. If it won't come out, then it is allowed. Go experiment before Shabbos. Same story. Okay, you can't brush your shoes on Shabbos. You may remove dust. Why? You can't remove dust from the garment. Why can't you remove dust from the shoes? What's the answer? Dust in the garment is what? It's in the garment, because dust can get into the fabric. Dust from shoes, just on top. It's a different kind of a surface.
Oh.
If I have dust on my suit, that's really into the soup. That's the nature of soft material. You can't get rid of the dust. But if the shoes are dust, you just get rid of it like a tissue, get rid of it. That would be okay, because it's not into the shoe. The shoe doesn't absorb anything. Yes. But not, don't shine it. Just, you know. Folding clothes and Shabbos is complicated. Well, the best way to do it, just don't fold it the way you normally fold. Fold along the crease, not along the regular. You just want to hang it up. If you want something, you hang up. It's just about pants over here. You hang it up in the hanger, and if it happens to fall in the crease, 1 in 10 chance, that's okay. But to hang it, we used to make it exactly so, that should not be done on Shabbos.
That's
just for a garment. I folded my coat on the Tverno. That's okay on Shabbos. I took it and put it there.
Sweater.
Sweaters of it. Sweaters not folded. That's just plump. That's not really good. That's not good. Kind of tikkun modern kind of thing. Sing up it's permissible to do fold the race riga. I mean, sweater. Which I would knit wear. Okay, now. Not tie knots on Shabbos. Which is a sophisticated knot, nice uman, it's more strict, more serious than a regular plain knot. If it's a permanent knot, certainly more serious than a temporary knot. It's only permissible to tie a temporary knot defined by the Ramah. I mean, a knot which is going to last less than 24 hours, which is an unsophisticated version. For this reason, you can tie your shoes. Tying your shoes is worth it because you're going to tie out within 24 hours. And it's very unsophisticated. So you put those two together, it would be permissible to do it. I'll tell you a secret. A, you're going to do it with 24 hours. B, has to be the kind of a knot that's normally taken out with 24 hours. And then you decide, I'll do it. Let's be regular to do it that way. Yes?
What about the plastic bag?
What?
No,
with the stuff.
You made
a
knot in the
plastic bag. On Shabbos, you should, even untie
it is a problem. Why is it different than shoes?
Plastic bag. I don't kind of. If you just tie like a shoelace, it's no problem. The shoelace will be called aniva gabi keshi. You tie one knot which won't hold, and you put an aniva keshi gabi aniva, whichever one it's called. I don't know. You apparently with these bags, sometimes you tie a real like a knot which stays forever. It really is just that was very permanent. That's the problem. Hollow bag. The best way to close these plastic bags on Shabbos is if you go, if you get these big garbage bags, they have these seals that go as niches. You know those things? Niche, you pull them in. That's the best. That's certainly allowed. The twist tie is a big dispute. Shmir Shabbos is a tremendous matter. You're not allowed to twist the twist tie or untwist the twist tie on Shabbos. You consider that grading, you're making a rope. That's his chumrah, but not everyone agrees with it, but that's what he says. So we have the twist tie with the challah bag on Shabbos, and I come to the table, and there it is, the challah, the twist tie, do a simple thing. Just pull on the plastic. And just keep pull until it gets loose. And then the twist tie remains where it is, and the challah, you pull out the tie. That's what I do when the twist tie is done before Shabbos. But the shmir Shabbos is chumrah, I don't want to cut up with it. But there are others who disagree with it. Say, we said before that double knots is the problem. Double knots is the problem. What happens if you tie tie the shoe and it slips and all of a sudden it's a double knot? That can happen easily. You know what I'm saying? You tie your shoe regularly and then it just slips out. Have a double knot. So the post can say it's okay. It was never intended to become a double knot. It's by accident. By accident. All right. Piecing a shoe is not allowed on Shabbos. The kind of a shoe that's supposed to stay in forever. Someone came out from freak, then you cannot lace it. If it always comes out, then it's okay.
But don't
people change their laces? I mean, I don't know. Oh, I didn't know it had to be. That's what some of the Jews, people do all the time.
Not a
wedding.
Okay.
A belt. The belt you can take on and off on Shabbos. It's meant to take on and off all the time. But if you have a kind of a garment with the belt supposed to stay there forever, and you just fell out by mistake, you can't put it back again. That's what it's called. That's fixing it up. Question. I'll use it for a question. That's what you do. You twist it in itself and you let it sit and you flap it on itself. It keeps the air out. That's the best way. Turn it and go. Boom.
No, that's not what I'm saying. If you take it like a balloon.
That's not allowed. That's not allowed. That's the worst. That's terrible. That's a really stark knot. Tie a string on itself. That's very bad. Yes? Oh, come on. Well, it's more than I think most. Well, let's take a poll. Wait, it's my job. You're willing to admit it. Of those who wear laces, who takes it out every night before they go to sleep?
Depends a lot.
Who leaves it in to the next time? You leave the stick in there? How do you get your feet in the next time? Whatever. No way to think of those shots. Okay. One more thing, I'm skipping, maybe I just have to leave, so I don't know. He's matter Velcro. Some after Velcro, by the way. Some after Velcro. He's matter. Why the after Velcro? Oh, why the mutters? It's like sewing it up, it's like tie, it's like sewing it together or not. He writes at the bottom of his mutter, why? Not called tefillin. It's rather comparable to put a Roche Stelu Laws Barzal Zubazul. And then these coats, you know, these, you put the clasp in the thing. That's what he calls Velcro.
Oh.
And the others say, it's not so. Well, we assume it's Velcro. Yes? Unfuzzy Velcro. You shouldn't remove all kinds of tags from your clothing on Shabbos, like laundry tags, price tags. These kind of things should be done all before Shabbos. It's called a Tzorech Harbeh, it's a very serious matter, then maybe you can find the answer, but it's really not ideal.
What if it's on
the safety pins? Safety pins, okay. Safety pins are permissible, or Moshe said.
Totally. Even if it's going to be permanent?
Even forever.
Why?
The Moshe claims it's not considered to be token.
What if the price tags on the safety pins?
What?
Sometimes like, there's extra buttons. Or something
added to it.
You put
your so.
Safety pins on
it. What
is the pin? Like just one pin
that
totally touches
the
pin.
Okay,
Marcia
says so.
If it's
not. Now here's the big question. Well, this first question is, if you have your clothing in a bag which is unopened from before Shabbos. We discussed that before, we talked about opening the potato chips bag. So here too, there's a discussion about opening the stockings bag or the socks bag or these kind of bags. Should better do it before Shabbos. If you didn't, well, you're stuck and you rip the whole bag open, you don't get any letters, so you can do it. Finally, this is very important. Pampers? Pampers is a kind of a, you know, disposable diapers. I don't mean to make any commercial movie. So, it's a tremendous issue. Are you permitted to pull open the tag? Everyone see these things? It's like it's sort of stuck together a little bit. You pull it open and you put it and you close it down on the other side. Is that mutter or not? The Shmir Shabbos is a fascinating shiver. He thinks as follows.
Why would you ask
him? Oh. because it's the din of madvik niyoros. To stick papers with glue is prohibited on Shabbos. Nevertheless, I think it's permissible because it's going to be very temporary. Why very temporary? Because you're going to untie it, unstick it as soon as the baby is changed. How long can the baby go without being changed? So not 24 hours. It's very important to know it's only permissible if you're going to get rid of the diaper by pulling it. Some people, they just rip the whole thing and they leave it in place. That is not allowed. But I'm told that most people do it the way I always did it, pull the thing apart, and therefore it's permissible. But Shmir Shabbos claims you may not allow to. Many Gedolei Poskim say it's permissible to use the pampers, the disposable diapers, as is. Scheinberg has a whole tshuva about why that's mutter. I also thought it was mutter to use the pamper as is. I told people, if you're nervous and you don't want to rely on this psak, because after all it's cooler and you don't have the time to go around the whole diaper back before Shabbos and pulling out all the things, that's also a little bit crazy. So what I tell them to do, if you want to be a master, is use a shinui. If you're doing it for a baby, it's something like a cola, and it's with a machine. What shinui? Open it with your teeth. You know, that's all odd. That's if you want to be a master. But the Iker within it, I thought it's mutter, and Shaiwak is mutter, but a reservant, Shmet Abbas is mutter. So you have to take a choice. I am in a big rush. So I have to leave you up a little bit early. I really feel bad. Hope there's no one to leave the class now, because the very next chapter is fun and games. Mischakim b'Shabbos Yom. So we're going to start next term with games, okay? Don't remember that. I have no idea what the final will be like. No idea.